Dodge found something else in Weber Canyon. There were CP surveyors there doing preliminary work for their railroad. It appeared that Huntington and his partners thought the CP would reach the Salt Lake first and take over the Mormon business, then extend to the Green River, which Dodge had just crossed. For his part, Dodge wanted the UP to get as far as Humboldt Wells. He had thought the CP had hoped to get as far as Ogden, on the east side of the Salt Lake, 40 miles or so north of Salt Lake City, but now he learned it was planning to go further east than Ogden. The race was well underway. Best of all for the UP, what Dodge found between Laramie and Utah was an open prairie of comparatively low elevation, about 7,000 feet. The work of building the road there was unexpectedly light, Dodge later wrote, and it almost seems that nature made this great opening in the Rocky Mountains expressly for the passage of a transcontinental railway. The Sioux and Cheyenne thought the basin and the Great Plains to the east had been made for them. They continued their raids, although nothing quite so big as the Plum Creek affair. President Johnson appointed a peace commission with Sherman on it. The commission went from tribe to tribe to parley with the chiefs and sign treaties. A big conference was held in September at North Platte, with the railroad as the main subject. Pawnee Killer and others were there, and Sherman made a speech. He told the Indians, "This railroad will be built, and if you are damaged by it, we must pay you in full. And if your young men will interfere, the Great Father, who, out of love for you, withheld his soldiers, will let loose his young men, and you will be swept away." That was blunt enough. So was what followed. "We will build iron roads, and you cannot stop the locomotive any more than you can stop the sun or the moon, and you must submit and do the best you can." Pawnee Killer, who had stopped two locomotives, stomped out of the council in a rage. He swore to end the railroad building. Sherman was as determined as the Cheyenne chief. "Whether right or wrong," he wrote his brother, the senator, "those roads will be built, and everybody knows that Congress, after granting the charters and fixing the routes, cannot now back out and surrender the country to a few bands of roving Indians."